When the trumpet of the march shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Fifth chapter of 2 Kings, Elijah. I do understand Elijah. He was preoccupied with God. He was sending this leprous man to the River Jordan, and he was waiting on God. You know, sometimes the trials of faith can be very exacting. And don't think that automatically, driven by the money, the work of God will prosper. No, money can never drive the work of God. It's only faith. And faith is lacking today, both in the pulpit and the pew. And so often, some of the big projects which God gives me, oh my, I'm never afraid of big projects. I say this is nothing. This is a tuppence. Tuppence means two pence. Okay, this is nothing to God. But you know, while I wait on the Lord, my faith has to measure up. And I say, Lord, you have got to lift me in faith. My faith is too small. So, my dear friends, here was Elijah. He was cast upon the Lord, and he had given the necessary direction. But this message enraged Naaman. While he was turning back, one of his more sensible servants, or a couple of them, said, would you not have done some big thing if the, you know, folks, sometimes preachers appear to have a number of tricks up their sleeves. A man says, I'm going to be 79. Who is going to send me $79? Tomorrow is my birthday. Up go so many hands, you know, you don't like to be left behind when there's some great feat to be performed. What rubbish is that? I am going to be 79, and alas, what I have done for Jesus is so little. Pray for me. That should be the cry from the pulpit. Not send me $79 apiece. These cheap tricks, which are current today in the nation, they will get us nowhere. It's faith we lack. It's faith. And so this man was persuaded to return to Jordan. Humbling oneself is the key, my dear friends. You see? Now we think the key to all our problems is the economy, the money. No, the key to overcome our present impasse is humbling ourselves. You know, that's the hardest. King David readily humbled himself. He said immediately when Nathan rebuked him, You see, first, we don't like rebuke. Second, we find it hard to humble ourselves. And we would rather linger in our problems while they grow to be unbearable. The key is to humble ourselves. It must have done a lot of good to this man to humble himself as he dipped himself 7 times in Jordan. Then when he came free and he got back to the house of Elijah, 15th verse, and he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him. And he said, behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now therefore, I pray you, take a blessing of your servant. Take a gift. The answer came from Elijah, as the Lord liveth before whom I stand, I will receive none. And he urged him to take it, but he refused. A big man is urging you to take the gift. No, he was firm in his denial. No, I'm not going to take any gift. Give the glory to God and go your way. But you know, the servant Gehazi was not satisfied. Verse 20, Gehazi the servant said, Elijah the man of God said, behold, my master has spared Naaman the Syrian in not receiving at his hands that which he brought. What did he bring? 6,000 pieces of gold. Suppose you are told, or people are told, right down this road, just 5 miles from here, they are giving away 5 pieces of gold. I suppose I won't lose all my congregation. But as to, I can't quite count on it, that your hearts won't run down the road those 5 miles physically in order to put on a good appearance of piety and propriety. You might still be sitting here, but your heart is likely to be down the road. Gold. I don't know what gold costs. Really. I have no notion. Neither my wife nor I, neither of us is interested in gold. But you know how people are interested in any gilded stuff. You know, they wanted gilded. And 6,000 pieces of gold and an enormous sum of money and 10 talents of silver and 10 changes of raiment. My master has let this Naaman go, but I will run after him and get somewhat. And he got it. And he got also his leprosy. My dear friends, don't imagine that the love of money is easily crushed. The love of money, which is the root of all evil, must be brought to the cross. You must ask the Lord, take away this love of money. See, nearly all the fights that arise, the unpleasantness, the arguments, they arise over money. You know, sometimes I have said to my wife, Lily, why do men have to fight with their wives? What reason? I can't see any reason. Why is it that people spend so much time fighting with each other? Well, she couldn't give me any reason either. But we never wasted any of our time that way. And these 52 years have passed so quickly, like a dream. My dear people, one thing we know, we pray together. I can't claim that I am the best of husbands. No. I give myself very poor marks as a husband. But, folks, fighting over money, what for? And so, this man received Naaman's leprosy also. Gehazi did. You know, in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, there are certain things we are told here which should not be once named among us. 2nd verse, walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Let it not be once named. The love of money or greed or covetousness, let it not be once named among you. Let us pray. Gracious Father, you have been so good to us, so merciful and faithful. I beg you and ask you, Lord, that each one of these dear friends may leave a very significant mark, the key of humbling oneself. This great key to blessing, we ask in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan 48178. Or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.